Blog Talk Radio.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Is January Jones. She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reads number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with world high stakes golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware. Because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're having a wonderful day. I'm January Jones, and I'd like to welcome you to our podcast today. I'm now officially the Glitter Granny. It's a new brand for my soon-to-be-coming affiliate marketplace called Glitter Granny Gifts, where I will be selling books and products from Amazon.com in the near future. I'm very excited about this, and I'll be sharing more of the details with you during this podcast. Now, for my listeners, let me ask you a few questions, okay? Have you ever wanted to create something? Yeah, of course we all have from time to time, besides all the children and grandchildren we've created. Would you like to own your own business? Would you like to possibly make some extra spare money? Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to have a passive income? Yeah, passive income. That's a new phrase for most of us seniors. Have you ever heard of affiliate marketing? You probably have heard about it, but you probably don't know too much about it like most people. Now, have you ever met someone who does it and has written a book about how to do it? He's here to share it with us. Tell me, do you consider yourself a dummy sometimes? I know I do. That's why this book appealed to me so much. Have you ever heard about a book called Affiliate Marketing for Dummies? Well, it's here today. If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions that I've just asked you, then you are in the right place. And welcome to January Jones Sharing Senior Success Stories. Now it's time. Rest, relax, go get some wine, get some cheese, and let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. My guest today has been active in making money on the internet for the past 20 years. In the last 10 years, he's focused on using affiliate marketing to generate passive income in a variety of markets. He found affiliate marketing to be one of the easiest, most successful methods of making money on the internet in this day and age. For my guest, the why of affiliate marketing business was freedom. The freedom to come and go, work as you wanted, on your own schedule. He is the co-author of Affiliate Marketing for Dummies with Paul Mazanovic, who was on our podcast last summer. Welcome, Ted. I'd like to welcome Ted Sudol to our show today. Hi, Ted. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing fine, January. I'm excited to be here because, as you said, the why for me for affiliate marketing was freedom. Basically, it all started with my father, who hated his job, but he was able to save up his vacation. So every couple of years, we would go around the country. He would load everybody in the car, and we would visit all of the different national parks and stay there for a week or 2 weeks or whatever, stay as long as we wanted, where we wanted. So I just fell in love with that. So I started to look around for a way to do that myself. And the first job was a computer job where, since my skills were in demand, I could tell them, if you want me, this is what you have to do. So that worked for a while until the newsroom closed down, and it worked for a little while with another communication company until the boss called me into his office and said, you know those trips that you take in the summer for 2 months? That's the last one. And I said, well, I didn't say it to him, but I said to myself, well, I'm not going to be here very long. I started looking around for other things to do. And affiliate marketing worked in very well for that, because it's really easy to do. And one of the things that I wanted to stress on this podcast is that if you find the reason why you want to do affiliate marketing, don't listen to all of those advertisements that are saying you'll make $1 million in 5 minutes with no work. Right. It's basically a slow building story. You don't want to be put in a position where you're chasing the next shiny object and just keep spinning your wheels. And you'll be doing fine.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Like I myself officially became a super senior last year when I turned 80. And like most of my friends, and there's a whole group of us that we get together every day when we take our dogs down to the dog park. And everyone's sharing different things with each other. And a lot of these people are taking on part-time jobs here in Sarasota. Right. Some of them, one guy, he's working at a supermarket chain, and another gal's working for one of these stores here in town. And they're just, and it's not because they really need a whole lot of money. Mostly it's because they are so bored and they want to do something. They want to get out. They want to meet other people. They want to, you know, keep living, basically.
Right.
And so I kind of stumbled on this affiliate marketing concept because I was working with Noel St. John, and he's been on my show several times, and he's a wonderful coach for people who want to get out and do something. And now that I've discovered it, it's been a delight. I'm learning so much doing it, and it's something new. And you know, it's something like when you're talking about it with your kids and grandkids, all of a sudden you become relevant. You know, because they're looking at me like, what is she up to now?
And it's also something that you can do wherever you are. If you're like me, you like to travel, and you can do your affiliate marketing from New Jersey, where I am now. And when I go to Alaska, I can do it from there.
Okay. Yeah. As long as you have the internet and your computer or your iPhone, you're in business. And that's a really wonderful thing. The other thing I like about it is that you're your own boss and you make your own schedule. Because some of my friends who have taken these part-time jobs, well, guess what? They have to be there some days. And, you know, some days you probably don't feel like doing that. And it's an interesting opportunity for seniors. Don't you agree?
I think it's an interesting opportunity. And also it allows you to choose the way that you want to work. So for instance, if you want to promote different products, you can. If you're not interested in those, you don't have to. So for instance,
Sorry.
No, that's okay. For instance, you know, you're going to be doing the same thing you're doing all right now, but you don't get paid for it. For instance, you were going to bring up the heated mattress pad. I have peripheral neuropathy, and that leads to coldness in my legs when I sleep. So I first started with a heated water mattress pad. It fits under your mattress. And then I went to an electric one, and it's just wonderful. It's wonderful. You turn up that heat, and it's just like you're in a cocoon. And so I feel great when I recommend it to other people that can use it and help them out in their life.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to have my little baby brother who's he's only 78. He's just a young guy. And he suffers from that. So I'm going to make sure he watches the show and follows up on it with you. Especially with all the cold weather, you're up in New Jersey. How have you survived that winter?
It's been good. I have, like you do, I have two dogs that I have to walk around the house, and I have shoe chains, which are too far away from me. But it's actually chains that fit on your shoes so you can walk on the snow. And yeah, that's another thing that I've recommended and earn affiliate income from.
For sure. Now, we're going to take a break. And if you know someone who's a whiner, this would be the perfect gift to give or get.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Whine Zone with my guest, Ted Sedol. He is definitely not a whiner because he is a winner. Also, I might add that Thou Shalt Not Whine and actually all of my books at Amazon are now available at audible.com too. Ted, before we go on, could you share your contact information with our listeners and your website and where they can get your book?
Sure. The website is affiliatetoolbelt.com, and you can go there. You can get some updates from the book that, you know, everything moves on the internet at lightning speed. So you can pick up things there. You can pick up information from the book about new tools that you can use for affiliate marketing. And my take on affiliate marketing tools is a little bit different than other people. I don't promote tools to make money. I have to actually use the tool myself, and it has to prove out to be successful. So, of course, I can't give you the new tool of the day. It takes me a while to get to each one. But yeah, when you get there, you'll know that it works. And you'll have a valuable addition to your toolbox.
You know, thank you for sharing that with our listeners. And that's pretty much where I'm coming from too, because I decided to do this affiliate marketing. And as I told you before we went on the air, I'm going to be promoting books from all the people who have been on my podcast. Right. So there's about 4,000 episodes that I've done. And I can personally recommend these books because I've met the authors, we've discussed what they've written, And also on my website, I plan to promote from Amazon personally things that I have bought, things that I have used, things that I like. And everything on my website is going to have my personal recommendation, which I think it'll mean more to our listeners and people who go to these websites. Don't you agree that helps?
I certainly agree with you. You know, it's the anonymous recommendation of the day that really doesn't mean anything. But if you can say, I've used this, this is how it works for me, and I think that you should use it too if it will meet your needs.
Well, and let me tell you about this idea. I think it'll be, I'm having fun putting it together just now. I've literally taken pictures of my husband, myself, our puppies using Amazon products. And now we're working on incorporating not only personal recommendations, but personal pictures.
That'll be fun.
We're having a good time doing it. Okay. So say someone goes to your website and decides they want to start. What would be one of the first things you would tell them to do? How would you lead them along? Oh, wait a minute. Before we begin, I have got to ask you, who plays the piano at your house?
Who plays the piano? I don't know.
Oh, I saw that beautiful piano. I had to ask you.
That's the virtual background
from
your studio.
You're kidding. Okay, I didn't know that. Well, there you go. You learn something every day.
It wasn't coming out right the way my background was. It was too dark. So using a virtual background, which I have nothing to do with.
That was Juan. Our wonderful engineer did that. I'll have to compliment him when the show's over.
Right.
Okay. Now let's get back to the original question. What would you tell people who are seniors and want to start to do something new and exciting?
I would suggest that the first thing that they do is identify affiliate programs that they want to join and join them, because now there's often a review process that will take the company a couple of weeks until they approve you. So if you want to start today and haven't started applying to companies, that would delay you. But if you start now, before you do anything else, you'll be ahead of the game.
Okay.
So,
the other thing I was going to say, the first thing I would tell them to do is buy your book. Definitely. Okay. So join some affiliate groups. Then after you do that, help us decide. I found my market, and it took me quite a bit of research to decide where I wanted to sell. How do people go about finding their market?
The best way to find your market is to use some of the tools that I describe in the book to do keyword research. Because what you want to do is you want to do things that people are searching for, and there's not that much competition. You know, if you were to try to address the weight loss field, you would really be lost, because there are $1 million companies that are doing that, and you're not going to be able to compete. But if you find a niche market that has people that are interested in what you are looking for, and you can offer it to them, you'll have a solid stream of income. So for instance, there's not a big load of people looking for shoe chains or heated mattress pads, but there is a market for it. On the other hand, there are sometimes ideas that I've had for markets that are proved by keyword research to not be that good.
So it
points you in the direction of successful markets and helps you eliminate things that wouldn't prove that to be that successful.
Yeah. And, you know, my personal feeling also is that you have to find something that you're excited about.
That's true.
You have to find something that you enjoy promoting, enjoy doing. And I kind of came upon the glitter granny concept because I wear glitter hats. I have glitter jewelry. I have glitter canes. Everywhere I go, people go, oh, where did you get it? Where did you get it? And I thought, I should be promoting these things,
right,
which led me to glitter granny gifts. Also, I think it's a, I'm promoting a way for grandmothers to spend money on the grandkids.
No, I was going to dig my Stetson out of my closet, but I just didn't have a chance to do it.
Well, next time you're on this show, you have to wear a hat for sure.
Right, right.
Okay, so where do we go after they do their key word research and find something they're excited about? That's very important.
Then they should decide how they want to do this. Do they want to do it through email marketing, through social media marketing, through websites? You decide which is the best method that fits with you the best, because you can't do everything. You
mm-hmm.
can't do everything. What you need to do is focus on one method first, perfect it, but get it going pretty good. And then it's just rinse and repeat. Do it over and over again with
yeah.
the next product and the next product and the next product.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And the reason I'll share with our listeners, the reason I became an Amazon associate affiliate was that it got to the point I buy everything there. I mean, I buy our snacks. I buy our dog food. I bought the dog's bones, everything. My husband goes like every day, he said, every day it's like Christmas on our front porch with
right.
you eating boxes. And so I thought, as you get to be a senior, you know, it's so much easier to go to Amazon
right.
and order like a bottle of vitamins or anything. Right. And it just basically is there within the next day. And it saves you getting in the car, going out and doing all the stuff that can take you down. That's good advice. After you start and create this, I'll be marketing from a website. And what do you think about the pros and cons of that?
Well, I personally like promoting through a website because it's a stable location that people can see you every day and you can schedule things. You know,
yeah.
some of the other things where you're using social media, you're sending out posts. Well, you might be sending out when nobody's watching, you know, what good is that? So I'd rather do it one time, have a stable signpost up that points people to me and to the items that I want to have them buy.
Yeah, that's, I feel the same way too, because having my brand, I have the January Jones website, but now there's going to be a Glitter Granny Gifts website. And basically with having a YouTube, Facebook, there's so many things on the internet. You're right. Now, do you blog?
Not really. I do basically posting for my website. I do have a podcast. I am on, you know, the different podcasting services.
Mm-hmm.
I basically send it out to thousands of people.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's amazing. It's like everyone podcasts now.
Right.
It's the thing to do. Also, the thing to do here is to take a break. And if you're wondering who killed Kennedy, here's your answer.
Let me ask you a question. Are you still wondering who killed Kennedy? Over 50 years later, the assassination is still a mystery. It is unfinished business for our country. Now, get ready for a theory that you've never heard before, but will make more sense than any other conspiracy theory that you've ever heard in the past. January Jones speaks the unspeakable in her book, Jackie, Ari, and Jack, The Tragic Love Triangle, connecting Jackie and Aristotle Onassis romantically prior to JFK's assassination.
Did you know that Ari was Jackie's guest in the White House during the JFK funeral? He was the only non-family member who was invited by Jackie to stay there during the funeral. Aristotle Onassis was one of the wealthiest men in the world, with the means, the motive, and the money to order an assassination that was the perfect crime of the last century. Ari needed class, and Jackie needed cash. They were perfect for each other. Now, what is Camelot? It is but another tragic love triangle. Jackie, Ari, and Jack is available at JanuaryJones.com, Amazon.com, and Audiobooks.com, read by Ms. Jones.
Welcome back with my guest, Ted Sedol, co-author of Affiliate Marketing for Dummies. Okay, Ted, we were talking about doing this. Now, what about, we were talking about, I'm going to market off a website, but you do. What about people who don't have a website? How would they go about doing affiliate marketing?
If they're a member of any social group, like LinkedIn or any of the other social groups, and they have a list of people that they talk to, they can send out email messages with links in them. All of my emails have a tag with my email and my website addresses, so people are going to identify me after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's one of the big things that you stress in the book, and you talk about the email list and having opt-in when someone comes to your website so they can sign up. Right. And then they'll be on your list. The list is apparently the the golden ticket in marketing, from what I'm finding out. Do you have a list at your website?
Yes, I do, and that was the first thing I put up on my website, the collection mechanism to collect up those emails. And some of the things that you need to be aware of today are there are some regulations that you have to be aware of so you don't run afoul of the law. So for instance, it has to be an opt-in list where people can easily cancel out if they subscribe to it. It also has to be verified so that the people that are opting into your list are verified users. And the companies can be very restrictive on what they want. So for instance, if you get too many complaints that you are sending out unwanted emails, you can get banned by the company. And that is a big...
No.
Oh, big wallop to your wallet.
Yeah. Many years ago, when I was first starting out with all this stuff, I did have I was at AWeber and I had an opt-in list. And then through the years, one thing led to another and I just let it go. And I started just concentrating on being on TV again and all that. And so now I just re-signed up with them, and they're going to probably say to me, well, where have you been, lady?
Right.
I'm back. Here I go.
Well, they should say welcome back.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they will. And, okay. So now we've talked about any legal advice you have. I know we have to put a disclaimer.
Right.
Practically on everything we touch, right?
Right. I have a disclaimer on all of my sites. And if you use some of the tools that I've suggested on in the book, they actually become almost automatic. So if you're using a page builder, you can add your disclaimers, your legal notices almost automatically. So it's not something that you have to create every time you set a post, because you can run afoul with the law if you don't follow the particulars. So for instance, you need to have that disclaimer. You have to have your copyright. You have to have everything up to date, and it has to be visible to people. It can't be buried three levels deep where they have to go and search for it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And what about if you're out there selling all this stuff, taxes? How do you go about paying your taxes, Ted?
Well, Amazon pays me, and I take those tax records that they send me, and then I go to my tax accountant, and he says, you owe this much money.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay. I do the same thing, too, because I've been selling my books and audios on Amazon for, oh, my gosh, I want to say 25, maybe 30 years now. And they're wonderful about that and keeping you in line with the taxes.
Are you saying the IRS is wonderful about taking your money?
No. I don't want them coming after me.
Right.
No, I did. I'll do a disclaimer on that. Okay. So what are the biggest pitfalls? What are the biggest things that people should look out for and worry about if they decide to do this? And I recommend doing it.
I think the biggest pitfall is not being clear in what you want your affiliate marketing business to do and how you're going to get there. So many people are caught by the emails that they receive every day that says, join me, send me $97 and I'll teach you how to make $5 million in the next 30 minutes, you know, without any work. And they come, it's just a torrent that comes to your mailbox. So you need to be firm in your purpose and your methods of how you're going to get there. And as I said, try one thing out. When you succeed in that and you've gotten it so it's working pretty good, then you can add another product and add another product and add another product. And each time you add a product, you'll see your income go up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just slowly but surely wins the day. Let's talk about website. Now, I am having Dean Piper, who runs TalkCore TV and manages my podcast and everything. He's designing my website for me. Did you design your own website, or did you pay someone to do it for you?
I designed my own website, and I do use different tools like Pictory. So Pictory is an AI program that allows you to put in a text, and it will go out and find the images that match that text. So there's a lot of tools that can help you out, because I'm sure there are many designers that are better than I am, but my site does what I want, and the people that come there say it does what they want. So that makes me happy.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, that's an interesting concept, the AI, because now that people are talking about that a lot. And just share with our seniors who are listening how it actually works. Do you just, how many words do you have to put in to create a blog? Or a message?
A blog or a message, a post is generally less than 500 words because people don't want to read a long expose on a topic. They want to get to the meat of the matter quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I write short blog posts that I put on my website that addresses a problem, and hopefully the titles that I use will point people to those problems, because of course that also goes into the search, so people can search on that term and find out what they want fast, because that's what people want. They want the information that they want now.
Yeah, they do. You're right. And as far as people trying these new things, it's revolutionary what's going on in the marketing world. You know, I look back when I had to, my first book I wrote 30 years ago, I had to self-publish, you know. And then now, of course, you can go to Kindle and they pretty much, they don't write the book for you, but they're really cooperative. And before, the only successful self-publisher was Mark Twain. And now it's pretty much anyone who can sit on their computer and type out a few words. It's marvelous, the things that we're experiencing as seniors these days. Don't you agree?
That's exactly right. When I started, you had to know coding to be able to code a website together. Now that you can use page builders, which are basically allow you to select different blocks of text or pictures or videos or anything and put them together in a page in a couple of minutes. So it's really easy to do, you know, and that's one of the things that I also love about affiliate marketing. The barriers to entry have been lowered so much that anybody can do that. So if you're a senior and you're looking for extra income, it's easy to do. You can do it in part-time and the money will start trickling in. I'm not promising you $1 million in the next 30 days, but it'll start coming in. And I remember the first time on my website, somebody came and bought something and I actually saw the money. I was just thrilled, you know, I think it was like a nickel or something and I was thrilled at it. And also one of the things that you realize, or you should realize, is that affiliate marketing works by cookies. Cookies are little bits of code that are attached to the page when somebody comes there to buy from your thing. So different sites have cookies that last different lengths of time. So Amazon cookies last 30 days. What that means is that after somebody chooses your cookie and buys your book, if they go someplace else, you will also be credited with that. So for instance, one of my first occurrences is I'm in affiliate marketing. I look at my records and I see that somebody has bought a case of lobster. And I said, where did that come from? And I learned about cookies and the life of cookies. So it's good. It's all good.
It's all good. So they go on the website and look at one thing, and if they switch around, then you're following, you're getting credit along the way. You know, we're going to take a break now. My next spot is about some priceless personalities. These are people like Ted who have been on my show, and I'm sharing them with you.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have struggled to find solutions? People who fearlessly shared their stories? People who have not only informed you, but inspired you? People who have priceless personalities? I have been fortunate to host an internet radio talk show called January Jones Sharing Success Stories. And it has been my privilege to interview hundreds of guests. My guests have shared their stories, their struggles, their secrets, and their successes in their own words. In this book, we're talking about people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, runaway kids, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, and starting over. Then there are my guests dealing with difficult physical struggles such as blindness, cancer, and birth defects that are beyond traumatic. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They have amazed, amused, and even astonished me. I have adored getting to meet them, and I adore sharing them with you.
Attention all listeners, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, Volume 2 is now available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle editions. You'll be able to meet 10 amazing people who will be sharing their own personal stories with all their struggles, successes, and solutions sprinkled with lots of humor and hope. Priceless Personalities features a teenager who becomes one of the famous Supremes from Motown, a nurse who as a humorist helps people Joyful to Heal, an inspiring laughter yoga instructor, a mother dealing with the loss of a child, an incredible motivational speaker, a woman who married 5 times, a gifted paranormal nurse, a wise economist, a funny female humorist, along with an older man sharing his sweet childhood in the Deep South. January's guests are all amazing and amusing. You will never forget meeting them. Go to Amazon.com for your own priceless experience.
Welcome back with my delightful guest, Jed Saddall, who is the co-author of Affiliate Marketing for Dummies, of which I was one of those. But now that I'm reading the book, I'm learning so much. And I told Jed earlier, I call it my Bible. Jed, let me ask you a personal question. You mentioned you live in New Jersey and you then spend time in Alaska. How does that work for you? Because I'm in Sarasota, so we call them snowbirds. There's a lot of people from New Jersey who come here for the winter, and you go to Alaska. Now, how does that work for you?
Well, that's really almost the key touchstone of my affiliate marketing career, because I started by doing the same thing that I did as a child. My wife was a teacher, and we would travel around the country for 2 months each year, visiting different national parks. Mm-hmm. So the last state that we were to go to, because I wanted to visit all 50 states, was Alaska. And my plan was we'd drive out to Seattle, we'd fly up to Anchorage, we'd rent a car, and we would drive around Alaska. Well, the first two parts of the plan went well. We drove out to Seattle. We flew up to Anchorage. We walked over to the car rental desk, and they said, that'll be $1,000 deposit or a major credit card.
Okay, wow.
And at that point in our life, we didn't have a credit card, and we didn't have, if we gave him $1,000, we didn't have any money to go anywhere. So I turned to my wife and I said, Kathy, we're going to have to hitchhike. And she said, what are you talking about? So we walked out the road to the highway, and we started hitchhiking around, and we met really fantastic people along the road. And one of the people introduced us to some people that were selling property in Homer, Alaska. And they took us out to see it. And on the third selection of properties, when I got up there, I just said, I want this. I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I want this. Our front windows overlook the inlet and the glaciers. And it's just a lovely place.
So how many months a year are you in Alaska, and how many in New Jersey? How does that work?
Generally about 2 months in Alaska, and the rest here. We originally started heating with wood, and now we have an oil stove. But when you're heating with wood, you realize it's a lot of work, And, you know, we were out quite a ways from the town, so there were no gas lines or anything else. So it was, at that time, it was wood.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, this has been so much fun. I feel like I've gone to affiliate marketing school with the professor. This is a question I always ask before we end the show. If you could have dinner with anyone, living or dead, besides me, who would you invite to dinner?
My wife.
Good answer, buddy. Wonderful. How many years have you been married?
We've been married about 50 years. I'm 74 and my wife is 75.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Well, my husband's going to like that answer, because we've been married 53 years. And I guess I would have to agree with you. He's still my favorite dinner partner. Aren't we lucky?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Yeah. I feel very blessed. And wonderful sharing your knowledge with us. And I hope that I'll be able to invite you to come back as I get further along in the process, because I'm sure I'll have questions along the way. For my listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our time together. We've tried to be informative, and Ted has certainly been inspiring. My upcoming guests will all be eclectic, exciting, and energizing, just like Ted. Next Thursday, the story genie, our dear friend Jeannie Kerkorian, will be with us visiting and sharing one of her new books that I'll also be marketing at Amazon. Figuring out how to do this.
Well, if you have any questions or you need to find out any information, you can either ask me or go to affiliatetoolbelt.com, and you'll find a wealth of information there besides what's in the book.
Okay. And I hope everyone spreads this podcast around, because there's a lot of information here. My 80-year-old thought for the day is things each day to make your new year better. First one, do not watch the news. And the second one, stay off bathroom scales. This is the Glitter Granny signing off, and I'm hoping to soon be announcing the website opening of Glitter Granny Gifts. And I'm so happy to be able to share this marketing experience and my little attempt to teach us all a little bit about getting up and doing something when we're seniors with our lives, something new, something different. Thank
you. I will be looking forward to glittergranny.com.
Oh, I'm hoping you'll subscribe. You'll be right on there.
Okay.
Thank you for entering the No Wine Zone, and share our stories and our show and our podcast with everyone you know. And remember, stop whining and then start smiling. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate. Lots of chocolate that I'll be marketing at Glitter Granny Gifts for sure.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Okay. Take care, everyone.
Thanks a lot for inviting me on your show.
Oh, it's been a delight. Thank you, everyone, and stay safe until we meet again.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.